Support for Japan's ruling Democratic Party leapt to 36.1% in a poll published today after the appointment of the new Prime Minister, Naoto Kan. Kan succeeds Yukio Hatoyama, who stepped down on Wednesday after squandering the public's high hopes with broken campaign promises and financial scandals. Richard Holleran is a veteran foreign journalist now based in Hawaii. He told us more about the issues facing Japan's fifth prime minister in 4 years.
The big questions facing Japan today when Mr. Kan, who is now the fifth prime minister they've had in a little bit less than 4 years, is how much damage the former prime minister Hatoyama did to the vital alliance with the United States. What has really happened here is that Hatoyama has basically destroyed the faith of the United States, of the American political leaders, that the Japanese really want to be a serious ally. This squabble that they've had over a base issue in Okinawa was settled 4 years ago. The Japanese really have three choices in their fundamental national security policy. They can stick with the alliance with the United States, repair it. They can go neutral, try to go it alone, but that is enormously expensive. Their costs of doing that would go right through the sky, or they could become somehow subordinate to China, which is the looming economy and military power off their shores.